Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to the 18th day of the month of January, year 2021. We appreciate the mercy of God upon our lives. We appreciate the grace of God upon our lives. We appreciate what God has been doing in our lives. We appreciate the testimony that has been rolling in. We appreciate the wonder-working power of God. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to glorify His name. Take any source of praises you love and appreciate Him. Bless His name. Appreciate Him. Bless His name. Worship Him. Bless His name. Adore His name. He is worthy of all praise. He is worthy to be adored. He is worthy to be glorified. He is worthy to be honored. He is worthy to be magnified. There is no one like Him. He is an everlasting King. Begin to appreciate Him. Begin to worship Him. Father, we thank You. Father, we worship You. Father, we adore You. Father, we give You glory. You are good. You are great. You are kind. You are faithful. You are mighty. Lord, we thank You. Lord, we thank You. Lord, we thank You. Lord, we thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree into the life of those who are hearing me now, from today, the finger of heaven shall promote you to the next level of grace. It shall promote you to the next level of divine lifting. In the name of Jesus Christ, the garment of favor shall come upon your life. The garment of celebration shall come upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, every evil ancestral garment that you have been wearing since the day you were born, I command the garment to be roasted now. In the name of Jesus Christ, any power that is forcing you to repeat evil family pattern, I bury the power alive in the name of Jesus Christ. And I decree that the blood of Jesus Christ will go down into your root and deliver you from the bondage of evil family pattern in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, for some few days, we have been talking about how to deal with evil family pattern. How to deal with evil family pattern. The Bible says, if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? That is what we have seen in Psalm 11 verse 3. The pattern that is evil in the foundation, if that pattern has gone in into that foundation, the righteous need to pray. The righteous need to set himself free from that evil pattern. From all that we have been explaining, we have made it clear to you that evil family pattern is the negative trait in the family, is the captivity that the family find themselves in. Is the negative thing that you are born inside, you are born with. Evil family pattern is the trait that is not from God, is the plantation of darkness into that family that is not of God. And in many families, this pattern is really very dominant in that family. Now, how can we deal with evil family pattern? Listen very well as I analyze how you deal with them. Number one, you that want to deal with evil family pattern, you have to repent of your sin. You confess your sin one by one and repent of your sin. Confess your sin one by one and repent of your sin. Number two, you are going to do what Daniel did. You are going to now list the sin of your ancestors, like the sin of idolatry, like the sin of polygamy, like the sin of witchcraft wickedness. You have to confess their sin one by one and repent on behalf of your family. Remember that you are also from that family. You can stand in gap of that family and repent of the sin of ancestor. We call it identificational repentance. You are to repent of the sins of the ancestor. Confess their sin. Take your time to do it. You may need to list the sin down one by one, like the sin of idolatry, the sin of killing of innocent children, the sin of idol, and the sin of idol worship, the sin of masquerade carriage, sins like that, polygamy, sin of witchcraft wickedness. You have to confess this sin one by one. You will say, I confess the sin of idolatry that my ancestor practiced. I repent on behalf of my ancestor. I pray that this iniquity shall not be demanded from my hand in the name of Jesus Christ. That is the second thing you must do. The third thing you must do, you must sit down and look at your family. What are the evil patterns in your family? In some family, it is a particular sickness. In some family, it is that people don't get married. In some family, it is that people will labor, they will go to school, They will read, they will have their masters, they will have their PhD, but they will not be able to secure a good job. It's some family, the people, the men, they marry witches. It's some family, is the women that will take care of their husbands. It's some family, women there, they don't get married. They don't do white wedding. So what they do is that they send them out to go and be take pregnant outside. You know, they will just go and marry to anybody and be pregnant, because that is the pattern. Anybody who want to now do white wedding, if he does not sit down, she does not sit down and deal with this pattern, she will just find out immediately she has done white wedding, she may not give birth. She may not enjoy that wedding, because the pattern in that family is that nobody should do white wedding. So that is a pattern. You have to look at that pattern and list the pattern down. There's some family, the pattern is that the people there married and they don't have more than one child. In some family, the pattern is that the people there married and they end with divorce. In some family, ladies don't get married at all. In some family, we see some evil thing that float in that family. In some family, it is insanity that flows in that family. So these are the pattern. Sometimes you may need to see that you may see more than one, two pattern in that family. In some family, it is untimely death. Some members of that family don't reach the age of 50 or 40. So you have to list it down. Some, maybe one, maybe two, maybe three pattern. You list this thing down. That is what we call family mapping. Do the mapping, sit down very well and do the mapping. Number four, you have to pray that God should reveal the secret of this pattern to you. God should reveal the secret of this pattern to you. For instance, in 2 Kings chapter 5, there is a man called Gehazi. Gehazi was a servant of Elisha. Naaman came for prayers. Naaman had leprosy. He came from Syria and came for prayers. And when Elisha prayed for Naaman, when Elisha prescribed to Naaman to go to the river Jordan and take his bath, we find out that Naaman went straight to the river Jordan and took his bath for 7 times. And he was made whole. And he came back to Elisha to at least appreciate Elisha. And he brought some money, he brought some items. And Elisha said, no, go with your money, go with your item. And Naaman went with that money, went in with that item. One way or the other, Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, ran after Naaman. And when he got to Naaman, the Bible says, Naaman turned back and looked at Gehazi. Said, this is the servant of the prophet. What happened? And Gehazi said, no, my father, that is my master, had a visitor, and they came from far, and my boss sent me to you to collect those items. And he collected those items, he collected the money, and even this Naaman gave him more and told two of his servants to carry that item and follow him. Do you know that when they followed Gehazi, when they are moving closer to the house, he collected the loot, he collected the item from them, and he went to go and eat the item. Now, the master called him. He said, where have you been? He said, I've not gone anywhere. He said, but my eyes follow you. When you collected that item from Naaman, at that moment, he's supposed to say, no, I'm very sorry, please forgive. But he was not, remorseful at all. And then the man of God placed a curse upon him. Look at the curse. He said, the leprosy of Naaman shall come upon you and upon your children unborn. Look at it now. Now, it means that in the family of Gehazi, even the children that have not been born will be having leprosy. So consider, if you will not be the one, if you are from the family of Gehazi, it means that you will just automatically find yourself having leprosy. Now, any child that is born into the family of Gehazi will automatically just have leprosy. So if he's going to deal with leprosy, he must go straight to understand the secret of how leprosy enter into that family. if you could understand the secret, what he's going to do is to repent of the sin of Gehazi. Is to repent, and when he has repented of the sin, he now begin to pray against it. That is what I mean by praying to know the secret of that evil family pattern in your life. Then the next thing you must do is to deal with that very particular strong man that is enforcing every member to pass through that pattern. You deal with that strong man, deal with it aggressively. And the next thing you must do is to cry for the blood of Jesus to enter into your foundation and deliver you particularly from that pattern. Cry that the blood of Jesus should go to that foundation and deliver you from that pattern. And the next thing you must do is to cry for mercy. The Bible says mercy, you know, prevail in time of judgment. Pray for mercy. As long as you are praying for mercy, God will answer. Say, by the mercy covenant of the Lord, I deliver myself from evil pattern. By the mercy covenant of the Lord, I deliver myself from the evil flow from my family lineage. You know, when you cry in mercy like this, you find yourself being delivered. Then the last thing you must do is to begin to prophesy good thing into your life. Begin to prophesy good pattern into your life. Begin to prophesy good thing into the life of your children unborn, so that those children can follow good pattern. These are the process, and all these are the processes you must follow to get this particular pattern removed completely from your life. It is time for us to pray now. Now, wherever you are, begin to confess your own sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to deliver you. Don't forget what I have listed today is going to help you. You may need to listen to this broadcast again to get this process done, and you follow it adequately. Some it can take them for 3 months, some it can take them for 6 months, because why it's going to take you for so long is for you to know the secret. Knowing the secret of that pattern is what matter. Knowing the root of that evil pattern is what matter. Immediately you know the root, like I have explained to you now, the root of leprosy in the family of Gehazi was because Gehazi had followed Naaman, and he has told a lie to his boss, and he has, because of that, the boss cast him. So the root is the cause of the of that particular boss upon Gehazi, and because of what Gehazi did. So therefore, if you want to get out of that bondage, if you want to get out from that pattern, you have to go and repent on behalf of Gehazi. If you are one of the children, then you have to break the curse that the prophet has placed upon Gehazi. You will notice that you'll be free from that pattern. I pray for somebody today. You are going to be free. God will use your life to rewrite the story of your family for good. I can see the finger of God coming upon your life. Today, the 18th day of the month of January 2021, will be a day that the Lord will rewrite the story of your family for good, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now get ready now. As you have confessed your sin, take a bottle of water or a bottle of oil, anyone you have. If you have a bottle of oil, it's better. But if you don't have, take a bottle of water. I pray into this bottle of oil, in the name of Jesus Christ, the anointing that wipe away evil family tree, the anointing that wipe away evil family history, that anointing shall enter into this oil. By the time you anoint yourself now, the evil family history will be wiped off, in the name of Jesus Christ. The anointing that break the yoke will enter into the oil. The anointing that destabilize the work of darkness will enter into the oil. The anointing of healing will enter into the oil and the water. The anointing of deliverance will enter into the oil and the water. The anointing for instant release from bondage that enter into the oil and the water. The anointing to deliver from family captivity and generational curse will enter into this water, in this oil and this water, in the name of Jesus Christ. This oil and this water, hear the word of the Lord, become anointed, and let the blood of Jesus enter into this material. In Jesus' name we pray. You are holding a very powerful instrument in your hand now, so you must see how to use it. Now listen to me very well. The first thing you must do now, you must first of all anoint your head. Anoint your head. Then we go into this prayer we want to pray now. Anoint your head, and we go into this prayer. This prayer, there are prayers you must pray with aggression. Now pray very well like this. Say, strong goat of evil family pattern in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Strong goat of evil family pattern in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Strong goat of evil family pattern in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Strong goat of evil family pattern in my life, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil now and put it on your chest area and lay your hand there and shout it like this. Say, strong man of evil family pattern living inside of me, come out. In the name of Jesus, strong man of evil family pattern living inside of me, come out. In the name of Jesus, strong man of evil family pattern living inside of me, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and go to your belly button area. We are praying 3 prayer points on that belly button because that is the connecting string between you and your family. You are going to pray very well now. Are you ready? Say, the seed of evil family pattern in my life, in the name of Jesus, the seed of family of evil family pattern in my life, in the name of Jesus, the seed of evil family pattern in my life, in the name of Jesus, the seed of evil family pattern in my life, in Jesus' name, pray. Pray the next one very well. Say, invisible cord binding me to evil family pattern, break. In the name of Jesus, invisible cord binding me to evil family pattern, break, 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 break. Invisible cord binding me to evil family pattern, break, break. In Jesus' name, pray. Now pray the third one very well. Pray very well. Now say, every curse enforcing evil pattern in my life, break. In the name of Jesus, every curse enforcing evil pattern in my life, break. In the name of Jesus, every curse enforcing evil pattern in my life, break, 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 break. Every curse enforcing evil pattern in my life, break. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your two hands. Anoint your two hands and shout it louder. Say, every stronghold of evil family pattern, in the name of Jesus, every stronghold of evil family pattern, in the name of Jesus, stronghold of evil family pattern, in Jesus' name we pray. I command your hand to be delivered from evil family pattern. I command your hand to rewrite good things for your family in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil and anoint your legs. I command the stronghold of darkness attached to your leg to be broken. Arrow of backwardness fired to your leg shall go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take the oil now. Drink a little now. Drink a little. Now you are going to pray this prayer very well. They are going to pray these 3 prayers very well. Pray it very, very well. Say, my blood be delivered from evil family pattern in the name of Jesus. My blood be delivered from evil family pattern in the name of Jesus. My blood be delivered from evil family pattern in the name of Jesus. My blood be delivered, 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 be delivered. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh God, arise, have mercy upon me and deliver me from evil family pattern in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, have mercy upon me and deliver me from evil family pattern in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, have mercy upon me and deliver me from evil pattern in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, have mercy upon me and deliver me from evil family pattern in Jesus' name. Pray the third one like this. Say, inherited evil family pattern, in the name of Jesus. Inherited evil family pattern, in the name of Jesus. Inherited evil family pattern, in the name of Jesus. Inherited evil family pattern, in Jesus' name pray. Now you are going to pray this prayer. Say it like this. As from today, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I shall not follow evil pattern again. Jesus Christ has become a curse for me. For curse is everyone that is hung on the tree, so that the blessing of Abraham can come upon me. Say, from today, every curse of evil family pattern, break and release me. I receive blessing that no member of my family has ever enjoyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, Say every evil ordinance that has flowed in my family by the power and the blood of Jesus, you have wiped off in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I stand as a child of the living God, and I receive the power to rewrite the story of my family for good. As from today, I shall no longer follow evil pattern. My children and my grandchildren and my children unborn shall not follow evil pattern in the name of Jesus Christ. The covenant of blood of Jesus, deliver my family lineage from evil family pattern. I command evil family pattern, stop and never flow into my life again. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. The Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Therefore, I have been redeemed. I have been delivered by the blood of the Lamb from every form of evil family pattern in the name of Jesus Christ. So you strong man that is in charge of family pattern, hear the word of the Lord. I strip you naked. I paralyze you. I destroy you. And I command your foundation to be pulled down in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. What you have just said now is what we call a deep deliverance process in the deliverance school. You have just done something very, very unique. Right from today, the blessing of God will begin to follow you. Now, I want to give you just a few seconds to begin to prophesy to your life what you want God to do. Say, I prophesy into my life. As from today, I shall make it. As from today, my destiny shall begin to enjoy the light of heaven. As from today, the glory of God shall cover my life. As from today, destiny helper shall locate me. As from today, all the places I have gone and have been rejected, they shall be looking for me to accept me. As from today, my document that has been under captivity shall be released. My breakthrough shall be released. My hand shall count blessing. As from today, I shall be decorated with the garment of favor. I shall be decorated with the garment of celebration. I shall be decorated with the garment of honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. This is, you have done wonderful assignment today. I decree into your life that the Almighty God will start a new chapter with your family, a new chapter of grace, a new chapter of testimony, a new chapter of financial overflow, a new chapter of moving into the realm of God's power. It shall begin in your family right now in the name of Jesus Christ. God will open a new chapter of multiple testimony for you and your family in the name of Jesus Christ. What you have done, beloved, today, you have done something for your children. You have done something for your grandchildren and for your children unborn. You have laid a good foundation for them. And I pray that the Almighty God will keep you, keep your family, and keep every member of your family in Jesus' name. Now bring out your 12 prayer requests. If you don't, if you have not written your own, you can place your hand on your chest. I'm going to pray, and all these requests will be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I present to you these 12 prayer requests according to how you have instructed us, and I've told these people that they should bring it out. And I thank you for all of them who have done that. I thank you for all of them who have been having testimony. I decree that these prayer requests in the hands of your children and those who have written their own, right in their heart, hear the word of the Lord. From number 1, number 2, number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. This request shall be answered immediately in the name of Jesus. Heaven shall answer this request. 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 Wherever you are hearing me, I command your request to be answered right now according to the will and purpose of God. Let there be heavenly approval on this request. I command heaven to open and shower blessing, and shower endorsement, and shower testimony upon this request in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now pray this single prayer before we move on. Shout it loud and clear, and don't forget this prayer. Say, my Father, connect me to my destiny helpers in the name of Jesus. My Father, connect me to my destiny helpers in the name of Jesus. My Father, connect me, connect me, connect me, connect me, connect me to my destiny helpers in the name of Jesus. My Father, connect my children to their destiny helpers. Connect them, connect them, connect them, connect them, connect them, connect them to their destiny helpers. My Father, connect me to my destiny helper. Connect me in Jesus' name. Pray. This is the second prayer you must not forget. These two prayer points, continue to pray it every day. Listen to this second one. Say, my Father, by the covenant mercy of the Almighty God, deliver me from evil family pattern. In the name of my Father, by the covenant mercy of the Almighty God, deliver me from evil pattern. Deliver me from evil family pattern. By the covenant mercy of the Almighty God, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me from evil family pattern. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me add one. You shout every day, say, my Father, show me mercy. Show my family mercy. Have mercy upon me and my family in the name of Jesus. My Father, show me mercy. Show my family mercy. Have mercy upon me and my family. Have mercy upon me. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. As you pray this prayer continually, and you pray it every day, you will see a great impact of the hand of God upon your life. And you witness testimony that you have never witnessed before. May the Lord bless you and the Lord honor you in the name of Jesus Christ. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. You want to get across to us, send information to 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. And you can come around to 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Act Town, at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Act Town. God bless you in Jesus' name.